Well, praise God,
Amen.
From whom all blessings flow.
Amen.
Every good and perfect thing, Alvy, it comes from Him.
That's right.
And what I want to do before I really get hot and heavy with this preaching is I want to lose healing all up in this place. If you're in need of a healing touch, if your family is at home and they're sick and they're in need of a healing touch, I want you to stand. There's several out this morning. They're sick. There's people that are going to have surgeries tomorrow. There's people that are going to have babies tomorrow. God is going to be there in that hospital room with you. And I just want to make sure that we lose the healing power of Jesus in here. Because, see, His house, this is His house. This isn't my house. This isn't Jeremy's house. This is His house. Amen. And His house is going to always be known as a house of prayer. Amen. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I loose Your healing touch right now, God, on every person. God, for the ones that are out sick, God, I thank You for doing, God, only what You can do, which is going to them right now and ministering that healing to their bodies in Jesus' name. God, I send the healing touch right now to Jimmy and Lorene Baker's household. I tell them children to be better. I tell those parents to be better. I thank You for the healing that is taking place in their bodies right now. God, I thank You, Lord, for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice right now, God. And Lord, I loose Your healing in Jesus' name. God, on the inside, God, the things that's hurting their soul right now, I thank You for it. God, for their physical body, Lord, I thank You for healing it, God. You said that You, by Your wounds, we were healed. And God, we receive that healing, God. We accept it. God, we claim it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to just once again welcome you to Parish Christian Center. God is on the move. God is always on the move in your life if you can recognize what He's doing. Recognize that He's ever present. Recognize that He's there to help you. Amen. This morning I want to talk about some things. God will bring you out of places that you never thought that you would be in. God will bring you to places you never thought you could go to. And we're going to talk about all the above. Would you turn to Psalms chapter 7 and verse 17? And it says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to His righteousness. See, I'm going to give Him thanks. Why? Because He's due thanks. You always hear, well, you got to pay your dues. Look here. If you wake up every morning and you realize first and foremost that you owe the living God your life, that you owe Him your praise, that you owe Him your affection, that you owe Him your love, look here, your life is going to begin to turn around for the better because you're going to recognize who you owe. You realize, God, I owe You. God, I owe You everything. God, everything that's been happening in my life that's good, Lord, it's all because of You. God, every time the situation turns around, God, and it didn't look like it was going to, God, that was You that did that. And we have to learn how to give to the Lord the thanks that's due to Him. Why? Because He's righteous. Because of His righteousness. And I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now, I'm here to tell you today that God loves people that thank Him. God loves to be thanked. You ever do something for your kids? Huh? And they just don't act very thankful. That's kind of agitating. Ooh. And you're out there and you're working hard to make that money and you get somebody something, you buy somebody something, and they don't act like that did anything for them. That's aggravating. Amen? Look here. Learn how to thank God. Learn how to thank Him. Thank Him. Because it's due to Him. It's due to Him. You know, God has brought me out of a lot of things. God has shown me a lot of things. And if I had to say, you know what, brother? I love God more than I've ever loved Him before. Not because everything the past couple years has been easy. It has been the worst, most difficult 2 years of my life, but Stephanie, it's brought me to a place where I can get on my knees. It doesn't have to be in this church house. I realize I can feel the presence of God wherever I'm at. And it's brought me to this place where, you know what? I love God. I love God more than I've ever loved Him. I trust Him more than I've ever trusted Him. Why? Because I've had to. Because I know that the situations that He turned around, it was only by Him. Look here, we can't take the credit for the things that God has done. All we can do is we can point to Him. Point to Him. How do you point to Him? With your life. You point to Him with your life. You want to get to where you're loving on God? Thank Him. Thank Him. What He did for us was not easy. He gave up the one thing that He loved more than anything else, and it was His Son. And He gave it up. Why? Because He loved us. He loved us. He would not turn His back on us, and He loved us. And so give Him the thanks that is due to Him. When I go through a trial now, in the past, I would say, God, why me? God, why my family? God, why my children? God, why my marriage? God, why my finances? Stop asking Him why. God, I thank You that You're bringing me out of it. And when You bring me out of it, God, I'm stronger than I've ever been. God, when You bring me out of it, God, I have a greater sense of who You are in my life. God, when You bring me out of it, God, I have a greater sense of what You are. Because what is He, Brenda? He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the healer. See, everything that we need, He is. I've been through some stuff over the past couple of years, and you know what it's done? It's knocked off those rough edges. He said, you know what? I'll give you a heart of flesh with that heart of stone that you've got going on there. You can't glorify Me with that heart of stone where you're looking at people and you're being judgmental. Kelly, I can't work with that. But what I can do is bring you to a place in your life where I knock off those rough edges and I begin to teach you what it's like to really be the hands and feet of Jesus. What is that like? Well, let me tell you what it's like. You stop looking at everybody like you're better than them. Like you're being judgmental over them, and you just begin to love them. You just begin to love them. And you just begin to say, God help them. God help me.
Thank you, God.
Be thankful for everything. Why? There is more to come. You think God's done with you? No. He ain't done with you, and He ain't done blessing you. Are you done glorifying Him? Are you done lifting Him up? Are you done loving on Him? Look here. I like to be a reality preacher. I'm going to lift my sleeves up for this. Who's that meteorologist that does that? You know it's going to snow when he starts doing that. He lifts up them sleeves and he gets down and goes, oh, it's going to snow. Look here. When I lift up these sleeves, I'm about to get into a subject that most pastors will not preach about. Look here. I'm not afraid to talk about any topic. I'll get into it. We'll go there. The problem with a lot of folks, Christians, sinners, everybody, it's a people problem, not a Christian sinner problem. Problem is, we're going to do something for a while and we're going to get tired of it. Whether it's a marriage, a relationship, a job, or whatever. Well, I'm just not into it anymore. Look here. I don't care what you're into anymore. Learn, if you're in a bad spot, up in the middle of something, learn how to say, God, I thank You. You know the beginning from the end. You know the end from the beginning. God, and I thank You that You're helping me through it. If you're in a bad spot, you can't get them kids to listen to you. You're having trouble. Maybe with your grown children. Maybe with your young children. You're having a problem in your marriage. You're having a problem with work. You're going to work and somebody's getting on your nerves and you want to deck them in the face instead of pray for them. Look here. Why am I saying this stuff? Because you ever been to a job where you wanted to whack somebody? Why do I preach about this stuff? Because it's reality. I'm not going to preach about something that ain't reality because it's not going to help you. You get in these situations, thank your way out of them. God, I thank You. Not every jerk that He puts into your life was sent by the devil. Let me repeat that. Not every jerk that was sent into your life was sent from the devil. And not every jerk that you think was a jerk is a jerk. Sometimes the jerk is you. My husband goes, Kelly, I'm not trying to tell you anything, but sometimes you're just a little edgy. I mean, you know, not too much. I wouldn't say edgy. I mean, you know, you get me? Sometimes the problem is not what we even think is the problem. Sometimes the problem is looking you right in the face when you're looking in the mirror at you. And it's me. I don't preach these messages and not preach them to myself first. We just have to learn how to thank God. Sonia, we got to get up every morning and say, God, I thank you for who you are. God, I thank you that you brought me out of so many things. God, I thank you, Lord. You know what? When I get in the middle of a problem now, this sounds insane and I'm starting to get really what God meant by being thankful, I start saying, God, thank you for this trial that you have allowed me to go through, because whatever your intention was, God, I thank you that you're bringing me to a spot where I'm better when I come up out of it. God, thank you for the people in my life, God, that I don't agree with and that are iron sharpens iron. God, thank you for them, and God, help me how to love them. God, and help me how to not be judgmental over them. God, help me to just be who you want me to be. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. He's due the thankfulness. Let's go to Psalms chapter 69. Many years ago, before we had this building, we owned a blue Ford F-150 stick shift. Somehow, we got our family of four up in that thing. And it was always my job to sit in the middle. We used to drive past a building, this building. Dad would roll down the window, and he would put his arm out the window. See, sometimes in your life, you got to walk by faith, and you got to roll that window down. You know, see, we're spoiled, and we just hit the button, and the windows come down. Look here. Get up in your life. Get a hold of the little nozzle and start rolling that thing down. And put your arm out the window and declare what is yours. God, in Jesus' name, God, however long that it takes, I thank you that you're delivering this building to Paris Christian Center, God, because I know that's what you have for us. We did that for years. For years. Look here, what are you believing for? What are you believing for? Speak to it. Speak to it and begin to thank God for it. See, what are you believing for? Praise Him. Praise Him about that thing. When I was 14 years old, I've worked my entire life. I used to work for 25 cents an hour babysitting a neighbor kid. And then I was a really good seller even then, because I would talk her into taking me to Sonic and still giving me my 25 cents an hour. I've always been a good salesman. And even at a very young age, Alvy, I could hear the voice of God. We used to have a stand right here with the projection. This was old school. I used to stand up here and look at Dad when he was playing the guitar, and he would nod at me, and that would mean change the song. See, we're going to go way back today. Well, when I was 14 years old, I started working at the Dairy Delight. That was back when they would let kids work. Now I get it, because, boy, that's a risky thing to start letting 14-year-olds work for you. I mean, that's scary. But they did. And I began to save my money. And I remember, because it was a part of what made me who I am today. And God said, Kelly, take that silver glitter wallet. I still remember that thing. Take that wallet, and when you go up to do them songs in the worship song in the worship ceremony, you take that wallet with you and you begin to praise me with your finances. For 2 years, I would take that wallet and I would have my hand over that and I would praise God. Look here. I bought my first truck, paid cash for it. A kid. How do you do it? Don't tell me you kids can't hear from God. They can hear from God. Don't tell me you don't believe that God talks to people. God will talk to you. See, God will talk to your kids. Look here, when I woke up on my 7th birthday, I woke up to hearing the voice of God. It was literally the thing that I woke up to. God said, Kelly, get on your knees. Go in that living room and get on your knees and you begin to pray to me. Begin to pray, Kelly. I didn't even know. Look here, just because you raised up in a pastor's house, that don't mean squat. You can't know God through your parents, even if they are pastors. I don't care. You can't know God through anybody else but yourself. Why? Because, Shelly, when the chips are down, they're down. When chips get down, they get down. You better know God for yourself, because if you know God through another person, when the chips are down, they're really down. You better get to knowing Him. Amen? So I got this truck. Look here, I didn't say I had godly wisdom because I bought a standard. I just bought a truck, okay? Bought this truck. It was for $1,475. And minimum wage back in the day was like four something, okay? So you can imagine. And I paid my tithes when I was that age. I've always been a tither. And we get down there to that dealership, and they said, okay. Dad was sitting by me, because you can't buy cars when you're a minor without an adult. They ain't used to that. That's not usually a problem that they have, okay? We get down there, we're sitting, and they go, it's $1,475. I just handed him that silver wallet. I didn't even have a clue how to even write that check. I just handed it to him. I don't even know how to write $1,475. And he goes, you don't know how to write that? And I said, nope, but I know I have the money. He opened that checkbook up. Yeah, I had a checkbook by the time I was 14 years old. Am I glorifying me? Nope. I'm one of the dumbest people you'll ever meet. Okay? Impulsive and ignorant on my own. With God, I can do a lot of things. On my own, I'm not real bright. So I handed him the checkbook. What did he have to do? He had to move the tithe check back to write that check out for me. Look here. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. Thank God for the things that He's brought you out of. Man, if you've always made good decisions, that's an awesome testimony. You don't got to go and mess up your life just to have a good, interesting testimony. That ain't what you got to do. It's better to just live a clean, wholesome life and be able to say, man, by the glory of God, God is the thing that's made me stand when everybody else was tempted to do everything wrong. By the glory of God, I'm standing here today and I'm whole. I'm not broken up. I'm not messed up. I'm not this and I'm not that. See, it's God's glory. Now look here. If your testimony is, I've tried everything in the book and it don't work, that's okay. It's okay. Why? Because God does not care what you did. He's worried about what He's going to get you to do. He don't care. Look here. Testimonies are all different. People's lives, they're all different. We all get there differently. And as long as it's through Jesus, we okay. But if you're a young person in here today, you don't got to go do a bunch of stuff just to fit in. You don't got to go mess your life up. Because that's what you're doing. You're messing it up. And then on the flip side of that, look here. If you've made mistakes, if you've done things you ain't proud of, stop living in that. Stop living in that. Stop looking at that. Stop saying, oh, but I did this. Look here. It don't matter what we done did. It don't matter what the mistakes that we made. God doesn't care about that. He wants you however you are. Because he can work with anything. He can work with it all. Amen. Psalms chapter 69, verse 29. And it says, I am in pain and distress. If I can describe to you the past 2 years of my life, that's exactly what it would be. That's exactly what it would be. But let me tell you something. What I've learned in the middle of a trial, what I've learned in the middle of a transition, what I've learned in change, what I've learned in the middle of the battle is this right here. You drop to your knees. You give him what only you can give him, and that is praise. That is thanksgiving. That is, hey, God, I realize right now where I'm at, and right now I'm at the feet of your cross. God, I'm at your mercy. God, this thing ain't working out unless you come through. God, it ain't happening. But God, look here, I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I remember, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Clarksville. I worked there for a long time. And I was passing the gas station there. It's been several things. It was A&W, now it's Steak and Shake and all this stuff. You know, it changes about every 3-4 years. And I was coming back there, and I was married. Jeremy and I had been married about 2 years at the time, and we were trying to have a baby. Look here. There is a such thing as a biological clock, and when it starts ticking, it won't shut up till there is a baby someplace. That thing is real. You wake up to hearing that. I was ready to have a baby. Well, it just wasn't happening. Wasn't happening. I get on the phone, and I remember getting on the phone with my sister Casey. Because, see, she had done been there and done that. Don't get on the phone with people that's going to conjure up more nonsense with you. Okay? You don't need that in your life. What you need is somebody that says, I've been there, I've done that, and it's okay, and God is going to bring you through it. Here's what I did to help myself. I said, Casey, I'm getting real discouraged. Because, see, I want to have a baby, and it just ain't happening. I mean, I'm not going to get graphic, but there was a holdup. I don't know what the issue was, but there was just a hold up there. Now you can do one of two things and there's a hold up. You get into talking to God, get to asking God, get to talking to people that you know aren't going to just tell you what you want to hear just because they're your friends. And I called her and I said, Casey, I'm just really depressed. I really want this baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, what did you do? See, we all, what did you do? What did you say? See, we always fishing around for something when we get up in the middle of a bind. We always wanting to know, what did you do to make that work out? What did you say? How'd you get that raise? How'd you get that promotion? How'd that work out for you? How'd you do that? Don't be asking ignorant people how they did something. You don't want that advice. Amen? I'm only putting that in there because sometimes we call up people we ain't got no business calling up and talking to. Amen? Why? You want a believer that's going to come into agreement with you. And you want somebody smart enough that if what you're wanting is retarded, they don't agree with you. You don't want somebody coming. I was praying for twins. I couldn't get nobody to agree with that. Thank God. Huh. Lord Jesus, thank you. That was a dumb prayer. I don't want none of that. So I got on the phone with Casey and I said, Casey, I'm depressed. And I can't get out of this because I feel like it's never going to happen. See, that's how you get to feel. And I don't care if you're trying to have a baby, if you're just trying to stay clean and sober, if you're trying to save up money to get a house, if you're trying to retire, I don't care. Sometimes you get in the middle of something and you just get depressed because you feel like something ain't going together and there's no progress going. I said, what did you do? What did you do? And she said something to this day that's always stuck with me. And she said, Kelly, I got to a place that I just loved on God for who he was and what he had always done for me. I got to a place where I just began to thank him for everything that he had ever done for me. I came to a place where I told God that I would love him, I would serve him, and I would praise him if he never brought the babies. Come to that place where you love him no matter what. No matter if he brings that thing about. No matter if he don't bring it about. At the end of the day, Shelly, look here. Here's what we know. This is how we fight our battles right here. You get your ear and you put it on the heart of God and you say, God, speak to me. Because God, I can't hear you very well. Speak to me, Lord, and you tell me what you want with my life. And when he tells you, you stand on it when it looks like it ain't happening. And then when it really looks like it ain't happening, you just begin to thank God. Thank him. Why? Because he told you it was going to happen. It may not happen in your time frame. May not. Your time frame's messed up. I can tell you that. We get to wanting things too early or wanting things too late, mess our life up. It's his timing and it's his way. Get to that place where you can tell God, God, I love you no matter what. And I'm thankful for you no matter what. God, if you never did one more thing for me, God, I'm going to look back at my whole life and I'm going to still thank you for all that you did do. All that you did do. You get that? All that you did, all that he did, God's not done. God ain't done blessing his children. God ain't done turning things around. He isn't. But get to that place where you're so thankful that you don't even, God, it's your timing. God, if you never did it, wake up in the morning, God, I thank you for everything that you did, everything that you brought me up out of. When I think back of the last 2 years of my life and I can look and see that his hand was in some things I never even realized till I got far enough back from the situation, man, I feel so blessed that God even chose to mess with me. You know, I feel blessed that he said, oh, boy, that girl, she is a mess. I don't want to mess with her. She's difficult. No, he just kept on. Kept on going, and I'm thankful. I am in pain and distress, and may your salvation, O God, protect me. Look here, you're going to go through some things. God will bring you out of them, and what he's going to do is he's going to protect you. But don't get up in the middle of that battle and start asking God why and start getting mad at God. A lot of these seats in here are empty because people's mad at God right now. God is not the one that you should be mad at. You want to be mad at somebody? Get mad at the devil. Make it your mission to get up and give him heck every single day of your life. Don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at God. God did not do that to you. Don't get mad at him. A lot of people handle God like the hand of their relationships. Oh, I'm just not in it anymore. Look here, baby. Sometimes there's reason to get out of something, and sometimes there's reason to just get over yourself. Look here, you don't think me and Jeremy's ever had a marital problem? I ain't going to be that preacher that stands up and lies. Why? Because, Casey, I can't help nobody that if I'm just going to look like, oh, we've never had a marital problem. We've never had a kid problem. We've never had a family problem. We've never had any of these problems. Nope. Albie can vouch for this. Look here. We probably had more problems than most people. Why? Because when you're in the ministry, something happens, and it's like the devil makes it his mission every day. Why do you think ministers are flopping over and turning their back on the living God after all the years? Why do you think that is? Because the devil don't like ministers. The devil don't like people that'll stand up and tell people the truth when they don't want to hear it. Look here, it's only by the grace of God that we're all here. And that we're all not in a terrible mess. And if you up in here today and you in a terrible mess, baby, that's okay. He's going to get you out of that mess. He's going to get you out of that. I am in pain and distress, and may your salvation, O God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Another translation says, I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. Look here. Do not make that problem bigger than God. Do not make that problem bigger than God. How do you not do it? You make God bigger with thanksgiving. When the problem gets very big, I'm talking to somebody in here, when the problem looks like it's too big for you and it's too big to fix, magnify God. You're going to magnify something. It needs to be God. How do you make God bigger? You thank him. You thank him. See, the world was not spoken into existence by accident. That was God teaching us. Speak things. Speak them. Speak them out. Now that's a double-edged sword, and you got to be smarter than to speak nonsense into your own life. Don't say, "Oh no, this is never going to get better." Don't go to doing that. See, you're magnifying the devil up in that situation. What you want to do is you want to magnify God. How do we make God bigger? With thanksgiving. How do we make him bigger? We thank him. You're going to make something bigger in the situation. It's either going to be the problem or it's going to be God. Make God bigger. Make him bigger. When you make God bigger, that problem's going to start looking smaller. The problem's going to start looking smaller, and then the problem's going to start being smaller. See, it says, I was in pain and distress. And then he says, I will praise God's name in song and magnify him with thanksgiving. I'm going to praise him with song. Look here, when we get up in here in this praise and worship, I'm not going to tell you how that you should praise him and how that you should worship him, but I am going to tell you this. If you woke up with breath in your lungs and you can't praise God, that's a problem. Not for me. Because it ain't between me, you, and God. No, it's between you and God. You ain't going to catch me giving you the stink eye. But let me tell you something, honey. When life does what it does best and gets hard, I would really highly recommend that you would get off your high horse, throw them hands up in the air, and begin to thank him for what he did. Start naming things off. Be specific. Be specific with him. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I'm going to make him bigger. I'm going to make him bigger because I'm going to thank him. Thankfulness will get about the real picture, which is what God never fails. God's never late. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, and worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs, and know that the Lord is God. See, know that he's God. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are all the sheep of his pasture. We're all the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. See, how do you get into the presence of God? How do you get right next to God? How do you get to where he sees that situation and he moves? Well, you enter his gates. What are his gates? His presence. You enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Through all generations, God is faithful. Through all generations, God is good. I've been praying for my kids, Lord. Please don't let, I've got a list. Let me get it out. Lord, I don't want a bad daughter-in-law. I want one I'm going to like. God, you know I have a problem getting along with people, especially when I'm going to feel like they're taking my baby boys. So God, work that out. Look here. Start asking God for the things that really nobody can give you but God. And when you get down in that battle, when you get down in that moment, when it looks like trouble is knocking at your door, look here, don't run from that. God did not save you and make you a runner. God saved you and he made you a victorious person who needs to wake up every morning and know who they are and know who they owe and know that they can thank God and God can reach down and get them out of some situations. You open that door and you say, God, I thank you. The devil showed up at my doorstep today, but God, I thank you because I shut him down. How did I shut him down? I begin to thank you for everything that you did, God. God, when it looked like I was all going to really screw up this time, God, you helped me and I made better decisions. We got to thank God. I was talking to her the other day and she was talking about jail. And I said, boy, aren't you thankful it wasn't 30 days or 6 months. I mean, look here. Sometimes these situations start looking like there ain't nothing to thank him over. There's always something to thank him over. There's always something to thank him over. You may have to get creative. I mean, some of these battles are a real battle. God's not intimidated by that battle. God knows. He knows the moment that stops. He knows the moment, the very moment. If you're in the middle of something right now and it's weighing you down, number one, thank God. Thank God. Number two, begin to see the day that situation turns around. What did I do when I wanted to get pregnant? What did I do? I began to look at a pregnancy test and I began to envision it just saying that you're pregnant. Every time that it came out and it said it wasn't, there was a moment there where I wanted to lose my stuff and I just wanted to have a moment. There's got to be something come up inside of you that says, I'm not going to have that pity party. What I'm going to have is a victory party, because in the name of Jesus, I'm seeing this thing as pregnant. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing this trial resolved. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing the family issue gone. You know what? If you want to see your kid up here in this church, you look back there, you put your hand back there, and you say, God, in the name of Jesus, my loved one's coming through that door in Jesus' name. God, when they come in, God, they'll never be the same, because God, when they truly get you, God, they'll never want to leave you. You got to learn how to deal with that problem. How you deal with it is you thank him. God, I thank you for the day. God, I thank you for the hour, the moment, the very second. And you just begin to see some things about that trial. Envision it. Envision it. There was a time many years ago I said, your son Ben is coming home. You go, uh-uh. He would never do that. What did he do? He came home. And he had a season in his life. That season was a pivotal moment for him. It wasn't in vain. Amen. Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again. Look here. People had a listening problem even back in the day. You catch little tidbits in this Bible. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I'll say it again for everybody that just, bloop, That went right over their head. I will say it again, rejoice, and let your gentleness be evident to all. You know what? When somebody ain't doing what you want them to do, you want to just tongue lash them up one end and down the other. Look here. Ain't nobody does that worse than me. And I didn't get any amens on that, and that's okay, because you know what? I know it. I know it's a character defect, okay? You can amen that till the cows come home, and that's okay. I ain't going to get offended about that, because that's what I do. I just want to... What I need to do is say, God, I thank you that you have that right in your hand. God, I thank you. God, there's nothing left in the situation that I need to do other than thank you for it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I'll say it again, rejoice, Lord, let your gentleness be evident to all, and the Lord is near. See, God is near. God is near. He's near. He ain't left you. Do not be anxious about anything. Okay, don't be worried. Don't be stressed. Don't be upset about any of that stuff. Okay? But in everything, with the biggest problem, with the smallest problem, with the medium-sized problems, all them problems. In everything, by prayer, petition, and with thanksgiving. Three things. You want to have yourself a good little Bible study? Read up on those three things. Prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. You want to get that stress level down? Investigate those three topics right there. Prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. And with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Present them. How do we present them? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So with thanksgiving, let these things be known to him. With thanksgiving, God, I thank you. I'm having a problem with this, but God, I thank you that you have the final say-so. God, I thank you for all that you've ever done for me. God, if there was a moment where you did something and I didn't recognize it, God, thank you for that. Thank you for always being there for me. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. And now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Respect them. Respect the people that's over you in the Lord. I mean, I'm not going to push it, but I'm a pusher, really. Respect me and Jeremy. And please pray for us. Pray. Like I done told you. Stuff happens with, you don't think the devil don't try to knock on our door? Oh, yes, he does. Please pray for us. I'll be the first one to say, please pray for your pastors. Please. Pray that we don't disqualify ourselves. Pray that we stay strong. Pray that we don't lose heart. Hold them in the highest regard in love. Didn't say put them on a pedestal, but hold them in high regard. It's not easy pastoring. Amen? Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work, and live in peace with each other. Look here. Live in peace with each other. Some people, it's hard to be at peace with them, but I'm asking you to not lose your peace by getting into a very unpeaceful situation with them. Keep your peace. Live in it. Live with peace. Live in peace. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, and make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else, and be joyful always. Pray continually and give thanks. Give thanks. Give it. See, nobody's going to take your thanks, but you can give it. Give thanks. Give it up. Give thanks in all circumstances, all of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You really want to know God's will? Thank him. It is God's will that you thank him. It is God's will that you thank him. Now, I am trying to not be such a long-winded preacher. I've stopped this service. And if anybody needs prayer, it doesn't matter what it's for. I don't have to know it. Look here. If you need prayer in here this morning, come up. Jeremy and I are going to pray with you. He's going to come down here. If you need prayer, if you need prayer from your pastors, if you want hands laid on you, if you want a certain subject, a certain situation, God knows what you're up here for.